What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts, NBT. A special call of the day or tweet of the day. We have some breaking news as it pertains to the New York Mets. Number one, the Mets are bringing back Jesse Winker to be their DH, 1 year, $8 million.
Yep.
Okay, fine.
That's
with
fine.
That.
Yeah,
good clubhouse guy.
Good energy. Yeah,
out the
I like
lineup.
Him.
Not a problem. Number two, and this is where it gets fascinating, and this is huge. Andy Martino tweeting just a little while ago, the Mets have pivoted to Plan B, post-Alonso. They now consider it the most likely outcome that Alonso will sign elsewhere. They add Winker and will add a reliever, possibly a top one.
He's gone. That's it. It's over. It's gone.
Okay, now I ask you, do you really believe that the Mets would go get Juan Soto, let Pete walk, add Winker, and a top reliever, and not have something up their sleeves?
I don't, but there's a caveat. The general manager. He is very adept at doing lower-level things, at least perceptually, that become big things. And he's probably also a lot more willing to roll out three unproven players, and I wouldn't do that with Soto.
Here's what I would say. Remember you said before about your cannon?
Yeah.
That if the Mets get Vladdy, you point that cannon toward the Bronx?
Just to wake him up to get one more move, yep.
Well, if the Mets don't get Vladdy, that cannon is going to be aimed at the Mets. Because I'm good with this. As a matter of fact, I'm great with this plan. If it ends up with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need him. Before it was, okay, well, if you don't get him, you have Pete. Now they've made their decision, and I find it interesting that on a day where the report, for the first time, this was Ken Rosenthal earlier today with The Athletic, for the first time we heard another team interested in Pete Alonso, and that team was the Toronto Blue Jays. I find it interesting that for the first time we hear another team, it happens to be the Blue Jays, and then the Mets immediately say, we're on a plan B post Pete Alonso, here's Jesse Winker. Something's up.
There's a lot of smoke, and I think he's gone. And if that's the case, that would surprise me, because I thought they were going to find a way to get this done. I thought that, I've said this for a while, that Cohen would, at the end of the day, right before you had to punch it in finally to get it in the end zone, now it's time to strike a deal. All right, David, get
right.
It done. And he's not doing that. He's letting Stearns cook, which I think is smart, because that's why you hired him. Now, the wording of this, and who had that report? That was that last one about Plan B, pivoting to Plan
Andy.
B. Andy had that. Okay. So the way it's worded, and much like, the Yankees pivot to Plan B, the Mets now pivoting to Plan B. Plan B can be really good, but it can't go to Plan C. To your point, Plan B's now got to include Vladdy.
That's it, yeah.
And if that's the case, then Plan B is actually Plan A,
right?
Because Vlad is better than Pete.
And I would bet
But you got to get Vlad now.
I also think it's, there is some posturing and potentially softening. This is not going to go over well with Mets fans, obviously. Especially not without Vlad in hand. Which is why I'm saying, it's kind of a warning shot. Okay, that I am fine with this as long as Vlad follows. I would think the majority of Met fans are going to be ticked off and upset without having Pete Alonso back. So imagine if Vlad doesn't follow the feeling. Like, you go from potentially the highest of highs with Soto and thinking about pairing him with Vlad to potentially a low of lows where, yeah, you get Soto, that's great, but you just lost Alonso and you get nothing else.
I think they'd be a lot more measured than you think now. And again, fans.
Fans.
I could be wrong. But let me just throw this at you. Now, maybe this is going to expire fast. They're not going to be like this for 5 months. Understood. Let's just say Pete Alonso signs, what's today, Thursday? Let's say Saturday night, Pete Alonso signs a four-year deal with the Angels or Toronto, right? Pete's officially gone, but Vlad's not delivered yet. I don't believe the immediate reaction, right, Saturday night.
No, I meant more,
I got you, but yeah. Okay. Meaning, I think that Met fans are okay with Pete moving on. Not all of them, of course. I got buddies texting me, guys that, you know, that I coach with in town, who, big Met fans, who keep saying, they're like, and they know what I say about Pete on the air. They're like, man, you know, you're not 100% wrong, but he means this and that. And I get that part. But I would have to say that there has been a pretty radical shift in commitment to bringing Pete back from the Met fan. I think at one point it was 99 to 1% years ago. Then I think it was 80-20 after the one bad year in 2023.
Yeah.
Now I think it's probably 60-40. And honestly, with the possibility of Vlad, I think it's probably more like 50-50.
Well, the possibility of Vlad was new yesterday. I'll tell you my own timeline. You know what we said years ago, and I stand by everything that was said. Okay. Everything that was said years ago.
Probably proven you're right here because they haven't signed them.
I took a lot of crap for that, but yeah. I stand by everything.
Yep.
But forget about that for a second. I also said that after the postseason, I want Pete back because they need another bat in addition to Soto. It was supposed to be bringing Soto in and having, you know, the lineup that you had last year with Soto on top of that. Otherwise, a better alternative. I threw out Willy Adames was my first choice before even I thought Vlad was a possibility. Okay, and then Vlad becomes a possibility, whatever you think about it. Then it turns out Toronto's not trading him. Okay, so he's off the board. All the other first base options are off the board. Now you got to bring Pete back. And even if it's for a short-term deal, just bring him back. And now you go at it with Alonso's going to hit 30-plus home runs behind Soto. It's a nice little lineup that you have there.
Mm-hmm.
Until yesterday's Martino report, when I found out about it being a realistic possibility that the Mets checked in on Vlad, also knowing that if that is their plan, checking in on him now, at the end of the year, it's going to be realistic, assuming he hits free agency, to just go buy him, and then everything comes together. So it doesn't mean that they need to get somebody right now, but for this season, they're thin. They're thin in the rotation. Even if they add a big arm, they're thin in the bullpen. And even with adding Soto, they're thin in the lineup. Thin. Now, I'm not saying like they can't win and get to the postseason.
They're not depleted, but they're a little light. And I would agree with
that. They're not as good as the Dodgers, the Braves, or the Phillies at the very least.
No.
Okay. Now, if you tell me that there's the payoff...
Or the Padres.
Yeah, fair enough.
On paper.
Whether it's Vlad midway through the year, you know, spring training, obviously, midway through the year, or at the end of the year, I guess I'd be okay with it. As long as losing Pete ends up with getting Vlad,
yeah,
I'm okay with it.
And you should be. But the difficult thing, maybe not for you, maybe though, and for others, is that it might be 3 months where you're dealing with no Pete and no Vlad.
Right.
And depending upon how the season's going... That's how the temperature's going to be going.
Right, but that's a big... Now, you know, if the season's not going well, Stearns, much like he did last year, will try to fix it. I don't know what the options are going to be,
yep,
but he's not going to sit on his hands and just say, oh, well, nothing we can do about this.
No, I get that. He's going to fix it. He's going to try.
We just don't know what options are going to be out there, none of which are sexy or more appealing than Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
There's no doubt.
Doesn't mean that there might not be an option to get a bat to replace him. But going in, you're already now starting... from a position where you're going to be behind, at least on paper.
Real fast, I think I have to point this out, because as we've gone through this, it's always been like, the Mets, at least for a lot of people, Mets are disrespecting Pete, you know, all-time Met, home runs, this, and I get that. Certainly an element to that. People need to remember what exactly happened. So to get to this point where if you think the Mets are being disrespectful...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Respectful to Pete, or lighten the offer, which is financially disrespectful, whatever. Understand, Pete turned down a pretty good offer, and understand that Pete fired his agent and brought in a mega power to make the Mets' life more difficult. And when you do that, you better deliver. And I don't mean 87 RBIs and 34 home runs.
He didn't.
So, there you go.
He had his chance. So, when Mets fans, before you start to get upset about the organization, everything BT just said is spot on. They want him back. They tried to sign him. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Change of regime with David Stearns.
Yeah, things happen.
And he didn't produce. Like, there were three or four things that Pete could have changed himself. He didn't. Turned him down, went with the power agent, had two down years. I was going to say even, like, he really wasn't good for 2 years. And outside of an incredible postseason home run, I think that the feel, including from me, would be, I'm done with Pete. I was kind of done with him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't see the better option. And now the Mets, they kind of have to go get Vlad, because either way, BT, going into this year, it sounds like it's on to plan B. No more Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. Vinny is in Cliffside Park. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, Vinny?
Hey,
Vin.
I think you're going to like this scenario there, BT. You know, if Alonso does go to Toronto, let him go to Toronto. His hitting coach is going to be Donnie Baseball. He's going to be batting 280 before you know it.
He could teach Donnie about scoops.
There you go.
The preeminent scooper in the game. That's funny. Yeah, Donnie's still up there. Yeah, bring Donnie home at some point. Get him out of there.
I hope for Pete's sake, I'm not trying to be funny there, but I do hope that he has success somewhere else.
I hope it works out well for him. I hope he's happy.
I hope he gets a good deal and is happy somewhere else.
Yep.
And then I really hope that the Mets get Vladdy, because then everybody's happy. Let Pete go somewhere else, get his money.
Uh-huh.
The Mets get the better player, the younger player, the better investment, the more exciting player, the more dynamic superstar player, and everybody's happy in that scenario.
And this is nothing that Mets fans are going to want to hear now. You and I did the mathematical projections, and it's actually 500's a lot trickier than, like, people say, oh, he's going to get 500 home runs. Yeah, I don't know if he is, but
he was never getting that because they're never going to have him here long enough.
Correct. He was never going to retire a Met. I think Evan said that. I totally agree. But, like, there's no rule that says, all right, he can't go, like, maybe he goes to Toronto for 3 or 4 years, or Anaheim, or the Giants, and he's sitting on 479, and the Mets bring him back for a year, and he hits 500 as a Met.
Reyes came back.
No.
Yeah.
Reyes came back.
Gary Sheffield did 500 with the Mets.
Real fast. This is a huge story. Yep. I know you guys are doing it on SNY tonight. Interesting pod for me. Unkillable Jets. All right. WFAN YouTube. We're going live. Spotify, Apple. Check out my Twitter. I've got Patino on tonight. It's a Jets pod, but it's about changing a culture of losing, which he's done everywhere, including the Knicks. I think you guys might want to tune in tonight.
Look,
should be really, really good.
And thank you to St. John for sending some merch to Hoff and I. Looking forward to going to the game next week at the Garden against Xavier. All right, that does it for us. Back again tomorrow. Discuss all the Pete stuff, also the divisional round weekend, so we got plenty more to do. Thanks to Dove, Hoff, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.